Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 22nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandewele.com.
We don't have to lose sight of our long-term goals because of the current challenges. And he asked it quite articulately that how do we marry the two, what's happening in the current discourse with our long-term goals that we have. He spoke of policy inconsistency. I would have thought he would elaborate more on that because I want to believe as government we've been very consistent. And maybe in answering the consistency part, it might also touch on some of the questions that we asked later. Our position has remained the same. There is one-to-one convertibility of the bond, US dollar, if I may use that term, RRTGS, and government is making all the necessary measures to make sure that this happens. I'm sure we had a few days ago when our finance minister was in Bali. He did also highlight that to the nation. So these are, in my view, temporary challenges that ought not to derail our progress towards our vision.
Kukhanya kunezandla ezinye ezifuna ukuphambanisa inhlelo zokusebenza ikakhulu engathi yi-supported esegcekeni ngoba konke khona okwezinto esenzakala abantu bazibaphenzi sivumelana siphathisana kuloku ganga okuvelela kwebantwini bonke abanye laba abanye bakhona kuzama u-P F bakhona abagangayo abafihla izimali ukugaga kwemali kufihla izimali kukhona ebantwini bonke abagangileyo nje kumele uhulumende yehle kakhulu ekukhangele khulokhu ethatha inyathelo elibanzi bajeziswe laba abantu abaphambanisa iy'nhlelo zemali imali zingahambi kuhle phakathi kwelizwe ngokunjalo angeke ngize ngibale into kwehluleka mina ngingathi kuqala okunye umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu kodwa akusenze kuswelakale ukuthi ekuqaleni lapha kube nobuhlungu ubuhlungu buzaba khona ngiza kulinganisa ngihlala ngikulinganisa njengokuthi umfazi nxa ebeletha kuba lobuhlungu obumangalisayo kodwa-ke nxa esebelethile uyabe sedlala nje lokuyingane sokumnandi zokunjalo ngibona isikhathi esizayo siyabe sesikhuluma ngakho sokwedlule ubuhlungu lobo esiphakathi kwabo afana nokuthi abantu babambane kusenisindawonye abantu baqinise besibili baqinisele kuyedlula lokhu nxa ngikukhangela
nyaya yamafutha okufambisa zimotikari yakambotitiwo merei apo tanga tabatwa nekuda kwekukwira kwemutengo wefuel wakaitwa pasi rose watinati international price market yakakonzeredza kuti iko mari yanga ichanga tichishandisa isu senyika kutenga mafuta yanga iri $20 million per week yakabva yakwanisa kuti ichitenga mafuta mashoma pana tinoshandisa tanga tichishandisa mafuta iwayo tichifungidzira kuti zvakakwana tichanga tichipiwa mari iyoyo yatanga tichitenga nayo yeforex zvazoita ndezvekuti pakwira mutengo mari yatanga tichikwanisa kutenga nayo mafuta haichakwanisi kutenga mafuta akawanda atanga tichitenga ne$20 million.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about prices of basic commodities, shortages of some goods, and related issues.
Some bakers are said to be in the process of increasing the price of bread from $1.10 to between $4 and $5. Bakers are claiming that they are making a loss due to the fluctuating rate of the local bond note against the United States dollar.
Zimbabwe has of late been rocked by serious shortages of basic commodities, with some economists and business executives saying policy inconsistencies in President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government are to blame for the current chaotic economic situation in the country.
To make matters worse, some Zimbabwean central bank workers have been suspended and being implicated in alleged scandals. And these include the alleged leaking of bond notes to the parallel market and other suspected shady deals. The corruption claims were made recently by William Gerald Mutumanje, known as S. Lumumba, who was recently appointed by Professor Mthuli Ncube as a spokesperson for the Minister of Finance.
Yebambe zulukandaba lengalithola njani lizwileke abantu bekhuluma omunye wabo umnumzana Ngqobizita Ndlovu ongumphathi ntambo wezama factory so ke lapha kade khuluma ke uminister of finance uminister of industry so bekhuluma ukuthi ungani kuyahlupa abantu sebebaleka ukuthi bakhulume ngokuthi kumele kwenzweni kwele Zimbabwe la ngokuthi I bond note le dollar kuyalingana so ukuthi lokho kunjalo kodwa ke nxa usukhangela ku market kungana kulingani ngokutsho kwabantu so ke nxa sikhangela ke lamhlanje sikhuluma ngakhona ukuthi kulokukhuphuka kwempahla kwentengo yempahla kuzobuya enye impahla esatholakala lijonga ezitolo uyahamba usithi ucela ukuthenga i-cooking oil uzokuthiwa kuthenga lezinye izinto enxa kube yi-$10 so ngani kuyahlupha kakhulu khonokho
asi igibs chinhu chikuru chiri kubvunzwa nevakawanda ndechekuti zvinhu zvakaita semafuta ekubikisa zvinhu zvinenge zvichitariswa kunge zvichigadzirwa muzimbabwe nekuti zvinogadziriswa mafuta zvakawanda zvazvinorimwa muzimbabwe asi tiri kunzwa kuti vari kuti aiwa tinotenga kunze zvinhu zvakaitawo sesoya beans nezvimwe zvavanoshandisa mukubika mafuta nezvimwe zvakawanda zvinodiwa kana mukubika chingwa chaimo asi mutengo iyi inenge yakungokwidzwa nenyaya yekuti vakawanda gibs vakuona mukana uyu sekunge mukana wokungoti vaite mari zvinhu zvakaita sehuku dzinhu zvinochengetwa mumusha munogona kuchengeta asi dzaakushayikwa huku tagara hedu taachinzwa kuti huku dziri kubva kunyika dzakaita sana Brazil South Africa asi iye zvino kana dzaibva muzimbabwe zacho hadzichawanika saka vanhu vakungotora mukana ndofunga kuti vangakuti
vaenze mari njengakuqala lapana vave kiki mali yabona burning money and all those kind of things so kanyanzani katesa
matano hatiri kunzwa ari kutorwa aya kuti vamise nyaya yekubhenwa mari we understand the president has come up with
some laws yes yeah and even one of the laws that is mooting is the consumer protection bill which has been in parliament for quite a long
time
now.
2 years or so, yes.
Yeah, because I still remember talking to Miss Rosemary Siachitema last week. She was saying they are waiting for that law so that it can be implemented.
And also there is the issue of price controls. I think it was tried before and it failed to bring results. But I think the new dispensation is also considering taking that measure to try and make sure that people don't hoard, people don't raise prices willy-nilly. But, you know, people have means and ways of
going around
systems.
Yeah.
Yes, and we understand that people have started bringing in stuff from outside the country, from South Africa, Botswana, and all those countries that are accessible to Zimbabweans. But still, there is a limit of products that one can bring into the country. Grips tana vari Joyce Ngwenya, vari Paronare, inyanzvi munyaya dzezvopfumi, vari nyanzvi zvakare munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tinogamuchira nemufaro pa Studio 7 Live Talk vangwenya.
Tinotenda.
Vangwenya, nyaya yatiri kutaura ndiyo iyi yekushayikwa kwezvinhu muZimbabwe zvinonyanyotarisirwa nevakawanda. Zvakaita sechingwa chinhu chatakatonzwawo veZCT iyo achitaura kuti hachina kusiyana nesadza nekuti baba vanogona kuchitakura kubasa kana chiripo amai vachisara vachidya pamba vana vachitakurawo kuchikoro kana zvisipo izvozvo vanhu vanenge vachitarisira kudai tadya sadza masikati kana manheru asi zvinhu zvaakunzi mutengo yaakukwira zvichaikwa muzvitoro mari yekunze iri kunze iri kunetsa tanzwawo rimwe sangano revarairidzi reAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe richitaura kuti nhengo dzaro nhasi dzaakandama padza pasi kwemazuva maviri nhasi namangwana senzira yekuratidza kunyunyuta kwavo kuti vaifananga vachitambira mihoro nemari yekuamerica asi vashamisika vachiwana vachipiwa mari dzavo dziri muma-RTGS kana kuti ndofunga nemabhondi zvese asi pasina US dollar izvii zvamungataura pamusoro pematambudziko esaya
chekutanga ngatitsanangurei kuti hazvirevi kuti chingwa chacho hachipo kana kuti mafuta okubika hapo anenge aripo asi vanowagadzira vanomachengetedza vachida kuona kuti mitengo yacho yakamira sei chakanyanya kushata chiri kuitwa nehurumende ndechekuti vari kuda kuisa maoko avo pazvinhu zvakawanda wanda isusu mubasa redu reeconomics tinei tinoti inonzi free market economics regai vanhu mazvina bhizinesi vanhu vanounza petroli vaziitire zvinhu zvavo kana munavhura bhekari kana munavhura sevhisi station iye anoziva kuti zvinhu anoziwana kupi. Hatide hurumende inoisa maoko ayo kwete kwese, ndo zviri kukanganisa maketi yedu. Saka inondoona sokuti kana vakangoti varegere vanhu vaite bhizinesi ravo semaitiro avanenge vaita, ndobva zvinhu zvinonaka. Zvimwe zvemari tozotaura pamberi, ndango tingodarika nepo kuti zvine hurumende inabata-bata kwese kwese segakanje. Izvi hazvisi kufamba mushe. Ngavarege market idetermine zvinhu zvayo, vanhu vaite bhizinesi ravo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Maybe Gibbs is itching to hear that from Mr. Ngwenya's mouth instead of me translating.
Can you say that in English then? Look,
the shortage of commodities, we cannot compare the current market environment with the 2005 to 2009. What is happening now is that the manufacturers, the importers, they have these commodities, but they are waiting, they are actually speculating to see how the determined and the managed market is behaving. Our government is making a big mistake by trying to manage each and everything, micromanaging. When these manufacturers and oil importers start these businesses, they are not doing business because they want government assistance. They are doing it because they want to fulfill their entrepreneurial, you know, expectations. So the government should stay out of the market. The government is distorting the market and it's causing a lot of trouble. We are in a free market economy. We are not in a communist market, a communist economy. So that is one of the problems, apart from other currencies. But I thought that I should just touch base and explain that the government is spending too much time managing bread supplies instead of putting together policies that enhance productivity.
Yes, okay, and since to ubona zani uhambanjani kolapha phosa futhi.
Emsikeni esilawo khathesi ngumsika ofanele usebenze wodwa. Akutsho ukuthi ichukela kumbe i-cooking oil, amafutha okupheka kumbe isinkwa sokuphelile. Abanikazi bakho bona abakulungisayo bayebeyokugcinile bemelele ukuthi babone ukuthi intengo yakhona ihamba kanjani, ngoba uhulumende wethu ufaka izandla emsikeni indawo engafanele ukuthi ayifake. Amasophi also business ngabe qala i-business lesinkwa kumbe le petrol kabayenzela ukuthi uhulumende abancedise. Uhulumende kayekele umsika osebenze wodwa, abantu bazakwazi ukuthi bawuhambisa kanjani. Izandla zabo ziningi kakhulu. Ye, abantu kabayekele umsika osebenze wodwa.
Ye, siyawuza kakhulu-ke. Jonga wangena khonapho silabantu yini.
Yeah, tine vateereri vari kuona nekuteerera. Tina mukoma Gift Muzeya vari kuona live pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Hanzi hello, kwauya Hamilton Mashudu watching from Polokwane Greenside. Mukoma Derek Karimani vango simudza ruoko kuti vaibvisa kuti zviri kuita. Mukoma Joseph Dumani hanzi watching from UK. The culprits are bank managers. Then hanzi Seka Pastor Stole, watching in South Africa. Tawanda Ndlovu, and from Japan. Kuti Mo Ian, hi everyone. Simbarashi Mlambo, and the excellent Kevin Mutasa, watching from Cape Town. Kuti Julius Munodawafa, and the Varkupindra Mvunzu Wangawa Iskwana Mukoma Gilson, and the why Vasinga Goneku Visa Bond Note. Is that Maria Wano Isamu system, you know, pera yese ne mari ziruma account evanu. Kuti vashandise rand vanenge vachinzi badhara ine rand racho kuti South Africa ivape vanenge votorerwa resources dzese ndo zviri kubva kuvateereriye zvinezvi.
And we've got Hamilton Mashudu who says uri ku Witbank here nai Simba. So I think he's responding to Simba.
Simba,
yes. Hey. Simba was saying I'm at Witbank. So then we've got Gilson Matanira who says I'm watching you from Blue House. You know Blue House?
No. Oh, yeah, I know. In Borodale.
Yeah, that's where he says he is. You can't verify that.
Anyway. I know.
And then Elliot Jory says, I'm watching you from Bochum in Germany. So we've got a guy from Germany, one from Japan.
From Japan.
And others from different places.
From South Africa.
South Africa, Mpumalanga, Cape Town, and other places. So this is really exciting. So let's go back to Mr. Ngwenya. So Mr. Ngwenya, we see that let me say bakers are actually toying with the idea of increasing the price of bread from $1.10 to between $4 and $5. Is that possible, really? Are they going to do it? Mr. Ngwenya? Are you still on the line, Mr. Ngwenya? I can't hear you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, I can't hear him.
Yeah,
too.
I can't hear him. Maybe something happened
to his line. Yes.
So what I was asking there is some bakers, actually most of them, mm-hmm. are saying that they are producing bread at a loss. You know, they are saying the $1.10 does not meet their kind of inputs, so they want more money.
Yes. Yeah? Regai timbowerenga statement iri pano Gibbs vateereri vamwe vanogona kunge vanga vasina kuinzwa kana kuiona. I statement iri kubva ku Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe yaburiswa nhasi kunyanga hazvo ine date remangwana. Iri kutaura nezvekumiswa basa kwevakuru vakuru vari ku RBZ. Ndoiverenga nezvairi muchirungu hanzi press statement. Suspension of senior Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe officials pending investigations. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, in brackets, I quote the bank of court, wishes to advise members of the public that following allegations of impropriety leveled against senior officials of the bank, namely Messrs. Mirirai Chiremba, Norman Mataruka, Gresham Muradzikwa, and Ajnandawa Sawuri by Mr. Lumumba, the bank has found it necessary for the sake of transparency and good corporate governance that the allegations be followed through and investigated in line with the bank's employment code of conduct. Consequently, on 22nd October 2018, the bank suspended the quartet from employment for an indefinite period to pave way for the investigations. Once the investigations have been concluded, the public shall be advised of the outcome and the appropriate corrective action to be taken as dictated by the outcome of the investigations. Signed, haina kuiswa signature, tinoziva signature, asi yanyorwa kubva kuna John Panonetsa Mangudya, governor, kubva yaiswa date 23 October 2018, anove mangwana. Ndambonzwa vanhu vachinyorerana nyorerana vachibvunzana pamasocial app, inonzi social.
Advance.
Kusvikanzi indava ine date yamangwana, saka haisi yechokwadi. Ndazonzwa vamwe vachiti aya ndeyechokwadi ndaiona muHerald. Vamwe vanenge vakutoota zvinzwa pastudio 7 ndezvechokwadi.
So kuno kunge kurinywa kujonga kana mere kuti sokula vantu avane avaxotshiweyo kumbe sita vamisa umsebenzi okutenxeba lakho kuti baxotshwe. Babalisa ke umnumzana Mirirai Chiremba, uNorman Mataruka, uGresham Muradzikwa, kuzobuya ke azvinandaba Saburi. Laba ke kukhanya ngazani bake bakhulunywa ngubaba lokuthiwa ngu-S Lumumba osanda ukuqhatshwa luhlangothi lukahulumente olwefinance uthi abe yisikhulumele. So ke kukhanya ngazani kulama-bond notes uLumumba uthi ama-bond notes lawa ayikhitshwa endizamtshineni eyayidlule eMozambique fike watshiye khonapho amabhondi amabhondi awezengena eZimbabwe xa ivela printwa ngaphi kwele Germany kumbe ngaphi ngaphi. So khonoku ke sokhanzani corruption. So ke uminister ungabona utsheleke iReserve Bank ukuthi kumele kwenzakale. So ke ngizokuthiwa uRejoice Ngwenya sebuyile
ndizvo asi tine muteereri zvakarota tina vazhou zvakare vauyewo parunharasi tomonzwa tomonzwa kuna vamanhanda muteereri wedu makadiwa manhanda
ndiripo kana makadini ikoko nevari pasirese maZimbabwe including
back home. Aiwa tinodaira kuti vapenyu taurai nyaya ndiyo iri mudariro iyi.
Ndaizwa nyaya iyi but ndakaida kubvunza chezvo hangu vanhu venyaya. Ndanzwa mashoko avataura kuti hurumende inoda kubata pasi ripo. Ndanga ndichida hangu kuziva.
We've lost our listener, Mr. Mananda. Vanga vaine mvunzo here question for Mr. Ngwenya. Ndizvo kuti tichakwanisa kuvadzosa pachirongwa kuti tinge tichinzwa mvunzo wangu achida kusvitsa kuna vaNgwenya. Zvisinei togamuchira vaJou parunare. Welcome to our show, Mr. Jou. Dr. Jou.
Tinotenda makadine yenyu manherano jonga.
Aiwa tiri vapenyu toyeuchidza vateereri nevatariri kuti vaJou ndo mutungamiri wesangano revarairidzi rinonzi Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vari nyanzvi zvakare mune zvematongerwo enyika. Mr. Jou, let me start by going straight to the issues that were raised or are being raised by your members and all other members of these other teacher organizations that they wanted to get paid in US dollars, but they were surprised today when they got their salaries and discovered that they were not in U.S. dollars. May you tell us the situation?
The situation is pathetic because all shops are pegging their prices against the U.S. dollar, and the bond has been eroded. If you have 16 U.S. dollars, you would need about 82 bond dollars. So the other issue is that all doctors, they want now foreign currency. They are charging cash up front in terms of foreign currency. And if you, even if you go also to pharmacies, the medication is also paid in foreign currency. And the, above all, the salaries that the teachers are getting, they were negotiated in U.S. dollars. So the teacher salary has been eroded, and we are under pressure from our members. They even want industrial action. And a lot of these teachers also are paying accommodation. They are also paying food. They are paying utility bills. And the equivalent that they are getting is too little that they can't now make ends meet, because the teacher salary is now less than US$75. So we really have a challenge, and the teachers are up against the leaders, and they want the leaders to take it up with the leaders of the country, and they want to be paid in U.S. dollars because all the utilities are charged in U.S. dollars.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zhou. Please do stay on the line. I understand that we now have Mr. Mananda back on the show. Mananda, mangamuine mvunzo amangida kusvitsa kuna tezvara wenyu vangwenya. Handizive manje kuti ini ndoita munyaya here ndiendese shoko kuna vangwenya kana kuti mosvitsa mega shoko kuna vatezvara.
Zvokwadi mungango kuzvisira matozosungirwa pasiri. Izwai nawiri panapa ndarida kubvunza kuna vangwenya ende ndatozonzwa mamwe mashoko ari kubva kutaurwa na.
Oh
yeah, this one is a problem.
I think
yeah,
it should be Tika Gibbs and the show vamananda varoda kutaura direct natezvara hazvibvumizwe patsika dzezvo saka zviri kuramba nokuti vada kutaura nangwenya direct tichakwanisa kunge vachizotaura zvavaroda kutaura nofunga vanogona kumbunzwa vangwenya kuti zvivainazvo.
Exactly. So but before proceeding to Mazangwenya, let me pose a question to Dr. Zhou. Dr. Zhou, prices of basic commodities, including bread, is maybe going to go up to about $5 a loaf. Are teachers going to afford buying bread?
I think that's madness of the worst order. And we are already suffering. We are just like a nut between the two crackers. Bread is a basic commodity. That's like sadza. And it's a necessity for Zimbabweans. And then to increase the price of bread to $4 or $5, I think it's out of this world, and it's unacceptable. And all Zimbabweans, I think if you accept that hiking of price, I think that would be foolish on our part as well. Because we need to remind leadership that they have the responsibility of ensuring that we are living a decent life. And after all, we're coming from elections, and they promised that they were going to create jobs, they were going to improve the livelihoods of the people of Zimbabwe. But things are not improving, they are getting worse, and I think it's high time we should tell the leaders that this far and no further. Otherwise, we'll continue to suffer and wallow in poverty and misery.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Baba Ngwenya, kuna kuke ukuti sinkwa, sikupulwe imtengo, sifika $5. Kambe kwenza kala yini, kumbe bazi kulume lanje.
Right, ubuze kade leyiza ishaka singesikho but manje ngiza
uzaqeda ngesindebele ube sifaka la ngesikho cha ngesindebele kuqala
inkinga yokuthi uhulumende wethu unyindezele ukuwa kwebond. In other words, nxa singakhangela ingayekelwa ibond igeleza kumbe ifloater against US dollar, iyaba le-assumed market price engine e-about $10 or 50. In other words, ibhondi yethu to the US dollar ilingana le-rand to the US dollar. That is why South Africa isinkwa bethenga nge-10 or 12 rand, yabona. So which means i-value yebhondi bengayekela ingaflota bengayinyindezeli. It means that the price of bread is 1 to about 1 to 5 or 1 to 6, which means ama-bakers, they know that ukuthi isiphezwe singwa imarket price yawo ingancindezelwa ingancindezelwa $5 so i-mathematics yakhona so okuright ukuthi uhulumende athi kuba amali kuma-teachers yethu izinxa silibhadala ngama-bond ngabe silinika i-$100 i-$100 sesiyayinika i-$500 uyabona so zize can balance i-market iguphilekesileyana so andbesicela ukuthi uhulumende kakhiphe izandla endizeni le izabona izinto zibhalansa zodwa.
Ye, ifake ngesikhiwa ngayiphambanisa phela lapho ingxoxo yakho.
Yes, I was saying that is like in the sense that you see the bakers and the people that make bread know that the actual value of the rand, I mean of the dollar, if it is not managed by the government, it's about 1 to 5 or 1 to 10. This is why South Africans buy bread for about 10 rand or something. That is the market price that the bond should assume, so that it is equated to what the US dollar is worth. So if the government has been paying a teacher $100, they should accept that the value of the bond is $500, and then they make so that compensatory depreciation is very necessary. So like I said, the government is over-managing the price of the bond, and they are distorting the market.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ngwenya. Before we proceed to our next guest, we have got a message from Tinobonga Maserambi. He says, to the RBZ, I say, a baby crab will never walk straight, but sideways, like its mother, our Ed and his father.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there is Joseph Dumani, who says, can we stop complaining and give solutions? And why don't we learn Zambians, they went through this situation too. Are Zimbabweans educated fools or what? The Joseph Dumanu.
Let's go back. Just go to Mr. Believe Kaule. This is our next guest. He's a ZANU-PF activist. I'm not sure whether he's still on the line or not. I think our producer is saying we've actually lost him. He's looking, I think our phones today are problematic.
Yeah, they're a problem. Yeah. But Tombonzwa, kuna wa Joe. Iwa Joe, tichitarisa u mamiru ya gaita zinu. Wakawanda wezi toro, wamuwaru nziwaru kufara. Wamuwachi kwiza mitengo. Zinu za munga tenda ere kuti ndo shashika, shika. Tichitarisa mamiru ya gaita zinu. Kuti chese chini ndufunga kana matomati ya wa nenga achivu wakumusha kwa ngu kuzumbau. Ano kuna ngato kwiza u mitengo izoji.
Dambudziko ratinaro ndirokutofana kutaridza kuti dambudziko redu muZimbabwe chii. Problem chaiyo yatinayo chii. So that tora pachirwere pane kuti tora pamasymptom. Chirwere chatinacho muZimbabwe ndechavakuru venyika kana kuti vakuru vari mugovernment vanospenda mari inopfuura budget ravanenge vakadini vakaitira. Vanotodya mombe dzavasina kana vachitodya nemhuka dzavasati vabata dzavanovhima. Saka tinoona kuti budget iri hava respect ipapo. The other aspect ndekuti vanhu ava vane huori hwakanyanya zvokuti ndio vane maminerals ese zvavo emuZimbabwe. Saka zvinhu muZimbabwe zvinokwanisa kukwana kana tikamaneja tichida kuti tiringane tese muZimbabwe. But as long as chiti kune vamwe vanofanira kudya zvavanhu vese nokureba. Vachidyirana vanhu vese hapana kwatinoenda. Saka dambudziko guru nderekuti vari muhurumende ngava live within the budget. Tinoziva kuti taa tichiinda kumaelection ipapapa mari dzakabuda dzichitenga motokari dzamati dzamachifi dzamaveterans dzecampaign asi muzvipatara munenge musina mushonga. Saka ndo panozonetsa vanhu vava kuti hamungatiudzi kuti nyika haina mari isu taiona mari ichibuda vanhu vachida kuenda kumaelection. Saka vakadya mari yenyika but vachiita zvinhu zvepati. Saka mari irimo asi kuti priority ndodzakashata. Vanhu vanoda kuti varatwe kuzvipatara hakuna mushonga and like vanhu vaone kuvatenga dzimotikari dzimwe dzinoita sekuti dzichataura dzimwe dzinoita sedzichabhururuka. Vanhu vanoda kuti mari ishandiswe nemazvo. Woona munhu ari kutora vanhu 100 kuti anoenda kumeeting kune imwe nyika iri abroad kuti vano fara zvavo vachidya mari and vanenge vachipana mapeks okuti pazuva unenge atona $500. Saka unozoshava kuti haimo here mari ka kuti inodyiwa navashoma. So chiripo muZimbabwe ndekuti mari inodyiwa navashoma vakawanda havakwanisi kudya mari. Saka tiri kungoti vanotungamira muhurumende ngavarege kula. Kana kuchida kuti muone kuti mari irimo ivo vanenge vachiti hurumende haina mari havadi kubva muhurumende yacho isina mari. vanoda kuramba vachidla mari iyo yavanoti hamuna. Demu hurumende musina mari taifana kuona vanhu vakawanda vachiti aenda zvikonawa, ini ndiri minista ndakuda kurega ndinoita hangu zvimwe, bhikozi hurumende haina mari. Asi mari irimo, asi inodyiwana vachoma. Ndo dambudziko guru ratinaro lack of accountability, transparency and equity. Kune vashoma vanongodla, vanotofunga kuti ndo varidzi venyika, ndo vanofanira kungodla zvese, vamwe vachitambura havo vachinonga sose nomuromo.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zhou. He says the problem is the government. It spends more than its budget. Yes, and also he talks of corruption. He says is the another problem, and there's lack of accountability and transparency. So we have now Mr. Believe Gaur.
Yes, Gaule. Yes,
he's a ZANU-PF activist. Maybe he can chip in by responding to what Mr. Joe has just said there.
Yes, it's only that this is the first part. But okay, anyway, let me just make my contribution.
Yes.
The thing is, I hear the last speaker was talking about corruption and these other things. It's a fact that we cannot run away from that. But I will still maintain my stance to say, why can't you give time to the Minister of Finance and his team, Mangunja, and his team, so that they can maybe work out something for us, especially when it comes to the issue of the liquidity crunch. And the thing is, I'm a bit worried about the bond. The bond was bonded at first. Now that the bond is no longer bonded or it's bonded, that much I don't know. What about the people who are paid through the banks, those who are paid through the bond notes, through evocation, things like that? And you know, how much someone was saying, that means someone who is getting maybe $100 now, that is 500 bond notes. So I think that needs to be addressed. I think it boils back to the Minister of Finance to sit down again in his team and work out something that is workable for the nation, to say, okay, now the current that we're using bond notes, if $500 is you are paid through the bank, $500, that means that must be for 500. It is bond notes that should be equivalent to $500. Let's go back again to that. I think this is the best solution that you can help us. We are in a crisis at the moment, but due to so many factors. And that is, I think the most, what I can say is that the problem that we have is that there is corruption in this country. And this is the road that has been on for a long time. And now to deal with it, we need to take our time and really get to know exactly the type of the disease that we want to cure, so that we become successful.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Gaule. Kodwa nxa sisikhangela sibili, abaphekisinkwa bathi kumele sikhuphuke intengo ibe ku-$5 khonapho ke. Singathi ke abantu bezanu PF bazawanelisa yini kumbe abantu bezimbabwe jikelele ukuthi bathenge isinkwa ngentengo enjalo?
Mina vele kithi lokungibuyela khonokwane ukuthi singakhuluma isinkwa si-$5 enjani, angizake ngibonisa inkwa usasiba-$5. Imihlolo le akula emhlabeni ongakuthola ngapho isinkwa sesiyinyamazana yini kumbe imbuzi kumbe inkukhu unesinkwa sama-$5. Isinkwa gibs simele sibe ngamasensi kumbe sibe yidola, asingavumelana siphelele khonapho. Kodwa ngokunjalo gibs, uhlupho vele kulalo gibs yindaba yebhond. Ibhond kakulungise uminister of finance kalungise kuhle isibuyele kwapana ku-1:1 ibhond ledola. Ibhond kalibhondwe vele, sibuyeleni khonaphana lingakafezwa out ibhond alisebenzi ibhond. Isinkwa sibuyele phansi, into zobe zibuyele phansi emalini naleya. Kungabi nemali ye-US dollar, kube nemali yebhond, kube nemali yerandi. Akulamuntu ohole i-US dollar la. Abantu bonke bahola ama-bond notes abhondiweyo. Ama-bond kangabhondwe, sibuyeleni emumeni lalwana, abantu bahola imali njalo. Intengo yezinto ibuyele ephansi, yikho singakwenza ukuthi ilizwe lethu abantu bakwanise ukuphila. Abantu bengeke bekwanise ukuphila emumeni onjengalo. Akusoze kwenzakale lapho kuzaba lokuganga khona okuningi kakhulu ngendlala ekhona phakathi kwelizwe.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. We've got a message from Alfred Makoti who says, the only solution is to engage the person who won the election, the presidential election. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So officially is Mr. Mnangagwa. So I don't know what this fellow is referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Then Elliot Chori says, Zambia cannot be used as a role model for Zimbabwe. They are being taken over by the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Kendel Mutsimu, who says dialogue is the only way forward. Look at what happened in India. Then we've got Vincent Maids, who says, call me right now, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Alfred again. He says, no one is sabotaging the economy but ZANU-PF itself.
So.
And then Alfred adds again, there's lack of accountability and transparency, and government spending is beyond reproach. And then we've got Forgive Matang, who says, I'm watching you from South Africa. Do you have any messages?
We have Kevin Mutasa. Anzintunuira and Mashoko Avajou. Then James Mupongeni. Anzingaba Pimwana, my jigs ake. Then Eddington Chuara, Dr. Joe is right. And I think you read Alfred Magochi. It's Magodi.
Mm.
Lack of accountability and transparency. Government spending beyond its means. And then Ndofungandiwa wati now was Ezhinezhi. Mumwari kuti ngava pemwana chinhu chake haivhiwi nditrainos chineka chigweremba. Yes.
Then I want to forgive Mahlangu who says kahle kahle lifuna ukubulala abantu nge $5. Kambe isinkwa lake lasibona yini si $5 kanti nabantu lingena kuyini. So he's complaining about this proposal, maybe to push the price of bread to $5. He says, no. Have you ever heard about such a thing? But here in America, there is bread which goes up to about $3.50, and depending
even
on your choice.
$5, but yeah, the question is, how much do those people get?
That's right, yeah. Yes. So if you push it to that level, then there's a big problem. So now maybe let's go back to our guest, Mr. Ngwenya.
Mr. Ngwenya.
Yes.
Ngwenya. Hello, Vangwenya. Dofunga Narea Vangwenya inenge ya dona zvakare. Tomboenda hedu kuna Vajou. Mr. Jou, some of our viewers and listeners here are saying, well, we can talk and talk and talk, but what is the solution?
Mm-hmm.
What can you say about that? Because they are saying, it's pointless just to complain. What's the solution? What do you have as a solution?
Solution here is simple. In other tower and that Warimu Rumende Gawasajga Maria Tisina.
That depends on Chirungu Ajo.
The solution is very simple. We cannot spend what we don't have. We have people who have an appetite to spend we have people who have an appetite for extravagance, frivolity, and the So what we are saying is that we must ensure that we don't spend, or we spend within the budget. We don't have a budget deficit, so that currently I think our deficit, we have a deficit of about 9 billion. But this is money that has been used when our economy cannot support such money. We cannot have entourages that are so huge visiting neighboring countries, and people are not considered that this also is bleeding the country. And it's also an issue of leadership. Those, you cannot solve the problem with the same type of intelligence that has produced the problem. So those who have produced these problems must resign and allow other people with fresh ideas and brains to chart a way forward. And the tragedy is that our priorities must also be correct. We cannot have people who are overspending at one time, and then next time they claim that they don't have money. There was no need to buy, for example, chief this series of cars for the party, for chiefs and the like. And even now, the ministers are getting all weather-friendly cars and the like. We can buy cheap cars so that we live within our budget. And fundamentally also, we need to arrest those who are stealing. Jails have become in Zimbabwe, places where big criminals keep small ones. There are big criminals that are walking scot-free. And we know a lot of these people who have been stealing are in ZANU-PF government. And they must be arrested. But you see small thieves that are arrested But these big thieves that are known for stealing, they are walking scot-free. So we can't have a country where laws are applied selectively and where other people are corrupt and spend government money with impunity. That we cannot do.
Thank
and
you
then
so much.
We need also, in terms of our economy, to produce. An economy can only tick when it is producing and exporting. And we can't go and invite Chinese who come up with finished products and flood our market so that our local industry cannot develop.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Zhou. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, I understand we now have back Mr. Ngwenya.
Yes.
He's online, yes.
Yeah, Baba Ngwenya, Baba Ngwenya, can you hear me? I think we've got a challenge with that line. Yeah. We are going to No, we're going to go to Baba So, what do you Baba Kaule? Yeah. Baba Kaule, Nasus Kangela Sibili, always a Halawale Zimbabwe. Guess a clock, I'm not allowed to school and Konoko was on note. What does he have one good pillar when we chill a civility? He bond not in Abbey and King. Kodwa abanye abantu bathi inkinga ayisobhoni nothi. Inkinga libandla leZANU-PF. Bathi laqalisa ngo-1980 lazamazama langani liyavuselela umnotho lapha lalapha. Kwaqalisa ukudilika ngesikhathi sama-farming invasions. Kwabuya between 2000 and 2008 kwakulukhuni kakhulu eZimbabwe. Kwaba le historic inflation. Khathesi sokubuyela futhi kwanabani. Pho lina lecebo yini lokuthi lingakujeka njani? Nxa kuthi sikhangela baba Gawula ukuthi indaba le indaba evela kanjani?
Ye kwezwakala sibili Kipsi, into engiyibonayo ukuthi nje okuhluphayo kithi esikhangele umumo nalo ukuthi sisuka sikhangele ukuthi mina ngivela kuliphi ibandla, ibandla lami kube ale ukhetho oludlulile abantu balokhu bekhangele ezenzana izinto. Hathi njengabantu beZimbabwe, njengabantwana beZimbabwe, uyazi ngabe siyakhetha ukuthi sibe munye ngobudulo lwesinkwe esikhuluma ngalo ngoludulo lwethu sonke. Akulasitolo seZANU-PF, akulasitolo se-MDC, akulasitolo seZaphu, abantu akulasikolo seZaphu, akulasikolo se-MDC, yonke umgodi sinatha mgodi munye sethwa siklinika yinye, nxa iklinika inganamaphilisi ayinye, sonke siyahlupheka, sonke sinjalo. So ngabe siyafaka amakhanda ethu ndawonye ngoba sizahlupheka kuze kube nini. Okwakhathesi kuthi ngabe siyafaka amakhanda ethu ndawonye sikhulumeni ngohlupho olukhona. Uhlupho olukhona Gibbs, uhlupho olukhona lusegcekeni, luhlupho lwemali. Imali kuphela yiyehluphayo. Imali esiyisebenzisayo leyayifike yethu, kodwa-ke ngendlela okwakwenziwe ngayo ukuthi kubhondwe ama-bhondi nothi la abe yi-1:1 le-US dollar ukuze ibhondi lingakhitshelwa ngaphandle kwelizwe libhode likho lapha phakathi, kwakulicebo elihle kakhulu konokwana. Umuntu sokufe ngaphi ke konokwana ukuthi ibhondi zeli zehlukanisa ne-dollar yinto ekumele ilungisiswe kuqala naleyani nto, ngoba nakungenjalo wangibona kube isebenzisa irandi phela, ngoba sithetha le-South Africa iphezethu enkulu yonke into esiyenza siyenza le-South Africa. Angibona sizisebenzela irandi phela sithuleni umsindo. Udubo lukhona ngole mali, imali kasilayo elizweni lethu leli, imali kayikho. Imali yakhishwa ngabantu bayikhiphela ngaphandle ngesikhathi yayikhona imadola e-America lana, bakhiphela engaphandle kasaphenduka amadola e-America. Ukubhonda kwakuyindlela elula ukuthi imali ingasibalekeli ihlale igeziwele, asibuyeleni khona phana engakaze ikhitshwe ama-bond notes ukuze silungelwe izinto. Kabuyele khona phana kube yi-1:1 kuze kuye fike isikhathi ukuthi ama-bond ukuthi engalezi kasei asasebenzi. So kungcono-ke ayisarendwe e-reserve bank abazaphiwe-ke ama-US dollar kube kufa kwawo ama-bond notes. Ngokunjalo kumbe ngesilinganiso se-currency nale eyabe sikhona elizwe njengoba sekule mali yethu, kube sokusebenza-ke imali yethu ngaleso sikhathi. Asiqhubekeni kuhle ngama-bond, sisebenziseni khona phana kube yi-1:1. Ingathi nxa umuntu seholile imali yakhe amabhondi ebese siba ngumuntu ophethe idola yena ephethe i-$5
yeskumele
sikukhangele khonokho.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Baba Gawule. All what he's saying is that, you know, people should actually work together in order to get out of this chaotic economic situation. But he insists that if the bond note is not working, why not adopt the rand as the major currency in Zimbabwe?
He
says that's workable. And I guess the government has been avoiding this for a long time. And they say it's money, money, and money. That's the problem in Zimbabwe.
Let's hear from Mkoma Jason Maposa. We have a caller. Mkoma Maposa.
Yeah.
Kuluma, Baba.
Yeah, kunjani Foyt.
Ngiyaphila, Baba.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Akutsho wena ukuthi udubo lolu ulubona njani eMaposa?
udubo lolwabo lonodubo oluyipro olukhulu kakhulu. Udubo lukhona ukuthi thina ezamaZimbabwe siyawusupportaja umnotho waseZimbabwe. And abantu baseZimbabwe ithina nje esibulala umnotho, hayi ukuthi kunomuntu wangaphandle okanjani. Ngoba uzofica ukuthi manje sesiyibona iproblem ekhona, akulamali, olida bethu baselfish bacabangela bona, bona imali banayo. Into abayenzayo nawo bayasupportaja izinto ukuthi no bakhulume bed ngelizwe, but iproblem engasolveka ngani ukuthi ezamaZimbabweans basebenzisane ndawonye kuqhubekele phambili ilizwe liye phambili abantu bathole imali.
Kwenzakala kunonko njengoba ke nxa sibona abanye bathi vele akusoze kungeke kwenzakala ukuthi lese kumbe MDC ingene ibambane lezanu PF, labantu abanye bokuzanu bakufuni khonokho. So ke kuyabanjona njani kona
uhlupho engisho tube ukuthi abantu baselfish ukuthi bacabangelana bona bodwa, abacabangeli uZulu Makhaza like thina abantu esikhona phansi, bacabanga ukuthi ubani besesikhundleni, ubani besesikhundleni, kanti ukuthi MDC iyabuza awayibuzi, but kusetshenzelwa ini ilizwe eZimbabwe as a whole, not ukuthi i-MDC akuyondaba ne-MDC, but into esiyifuna ukuthi nayo impilo zethu eZimbabwe zikwazi ukuthi zihambe, abantu baphile kangcono. Into kumele bayenze kudropha iselfish yabo, bacabange labantu nje ilizwe liye phambili.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke, phosela okugcina baba.
Hayi, into engayisho ukuthi kubakhokheli bethu, or into esiyicela kubakhokheli bethu ikakhulu umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo, akazame naye ukuthi ma kunendlela yokwenza ukuthi bakhulumisane ilizwe liye phambili, abazame ukuthola i-solution. Because uma beyayo lokhu bekhombana ngemilwe kanje ngeke siyenda. Kona bayasutha bayize emihle, abantu babo bafunda ezikolweni ezi-right, thina abantu nje ethu esisenkingeni abazame ukuthola indlela bakhulumisane siqhubekele phambili.
Awubonike, siyabonga kakhulu emaphosa, ungadinela kusasa baba.
Siyabonga nathi baba.
Yes, so that is Mr. Jason Maphosa is saying Zimbabweans are actually supporting themselves. And he says most of these leaders are very selfish and most of them have money.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up sabotaging the economy so that they can benefit. So he says, you know, the best plan is to work together and sort out some of these problems. Otherwise, they won't go. And then on social media, that is on Facebook, Tawanda Ndlovu writes, let us all close our eyes and pray for our good motherland, Zimbabwe. Then what James Mpongen who says, ZANU PF fair, is this still a problem or not to have this fairism? You know, Nagawa fair, it's something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so who do we have now?
We have Mkoma Taruinga Modesta. Modesta Taruinga. Magadi Mkoma. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Ndi Tete.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, how are you
fine? We are doing fine. Now you can proceed. Mutaura, Mukuluma, speak.
Sure,
sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Mutaura, it is...
In the Tangrapan Park, I'm talking
to Paruku Kurukuru, Ninya, Matambu, Zagaram, Zimbabwe, Kunetsa, Kwezhinu, Kshekwa, Kwe Marie, Kunze, Kukira, Kwe Mitengo, nezvimwe zvakangodaro zvamunofunga kuti zvimwe zvinokontributa kumatambudziko kana kuti masolutions amungapawo kuti zvigadzirisika, asi dambudziko ndiro rekuti mitengo yezvinhu yokukwira. Pane mashoko ekuti vanogadzira chingwa vanenge vangori mukurongwa kuti vatokwidza mutengo kubva pa $10 kuenda pa $4 kana pa $5, asi tiri kunzwa vanhu vawanisa wheat vachitaurawo kuti aiwa hapana justification yekuti mutengo wechingwa ukwire kusvika ipapo nekuti wheat iri kuwanikwa. Ndozve zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe kumusha uku. Imuri kupi?
South Africa, Pretoria.
Muri kuSouth Africa. Handofunga tambo kupai musoro wenyaya, taura yenyu tinzwa.
Hai, ingongoti dai vanhu vangonamata because Zimbabwe hausina chishambo chinja. Nikiona sototi because hama wani chayo.
Saka munoti vanhu vakangoti ngatinamata izvinhu zvinogadzirisika?
Hai, ndinotovafuiosapa solution yatongosara kuna Mwari. Mwari ndiye anokwanisa kutiregerera pane zvinhu zvese because hauna umira mushe.
Imi muri ku South Africa tiri kunzwa vamwe varotaura kuti zvinhu zvakaita semafuta ekubikisa nezvimwe zviri kunzwa kunetsa kubva kuwanikwa kuZimbabwe zvakutobva kuSouth Africa. Muri vamwe vanhu vari kuitawo here zvekuti mutumire kuhama dziri kumusha zvinhu zviri kushayika kumusha?
Sagara tichingotumira zvinhu zvese tichitoenda kumusha achiototenga kubva paSouth, hatitotengi kuZimbabwe, kubva paSouth grocery yese tichienda naro kuZimbabwe. Because otherwise, zvinhu zvekuZimbabwe hatitozvigoni.
Ndizvozvo.
Zvakatooma, tabve zvotoda kutojaira. Saka tinongotobva nezvinhu zvese zvakakwana. Teni totumira kana kumba kusina chinhu totumira everything because hama wani chaiyo.
Zvakaoma.
Hama dzedu dzingafa.
I know.
At least vanhu vari kuZimbabwe vakanga vane simba rogona kushanda. Ndokurudzira zvangu kuti ngavavambuke vakaenda vana Botswana, South Africa zviri nani dani kuchema vachingochema vari pasocial media hazvishandi. Hazvina kana zvoshanda kuti oshanda nguva ichiri story nani because Zimbabwe haichafi yakagadzisika. Munhu wacho amunoti president mukamutarisa chaita ganda rake harisati arina atogona zvigadzira ganda rake ozoti anogona kugadzira Zimbabwe. Kutamisa nguva vanhu.
Ipo pakaoma nekuti makanda evanhu takagadzirwa zvakasiyana siyana hanzvadzi. Asi zvisinei tinotenda hedu.
Hazvivasvike zvakatooma ende pakuzotorwadziwa zvinoyena kuti rwadza kuti vanhu vangatori mari yenyika achihayira munhu ndege wani zvinotibatabata zvinotombotoita ndikunyeperai.
Aiwa pakaoma hanzvadzi. Thank you so much. Okay, Gibbs, this is our sister Modesta Tarovinga. She's calling from South Africa in Pretoria. She's saying, I think the situation in Zimbabwe needs God's intervention. She says people should pray, and she's leaving everything to God. But she says on the issue of people bringing in stuff from outside the country, she's been doing that for a long time, supporting her family back home. And she's urging those Zimbabweans who are able-bodied to try and go to Botswana, South Africa, and other countries to at least find something to do instead of crying on social media.
Complaining.
Yes.
Yes. And then Faith Cutler says, it feels like independence was a curse. Then Isaiah Chakabarika says, the problem is ZANU-PF and nothing else. Then what other people... like Tawanda Ndlovu, who says, yeah, things are happening in Zimbabwe. Then Stanley Mawira says, for as long as the pond knot is in place, most, if not all, of the problems will not be resolved. And then of what Hudson says, so ZANU-PF chi bakoman. And then Chabu NS says, no, we can't work together with ZANU-PF. If ever somebody is suggesting that, then you are daydreaming. Then Isaiah Kane says, ZANU-PF cannot team up with other parties at all. They don't have people at heart. And then of what Jason Panda says, call me now. Do you have any other?
Yes, Mukoma Jabu Ernest, Hanzi Kunamata, Takavira Kare, since 1980, ZANU-PF haibviswi nekufuga machete, pakudiwa kuEkita. Then kuna Faith Cutler and well done Modesta vari kupindura hanzvadzi Modesta Taruinga ndo vanga vachipindura hapo. Then Lawrence Siziba, ZANU-PF and MDC, same, they are both corrupt as seen in councillors and MPs. Then tinane futi ndofunga mamwaya waaverenga Gibson.
Let's go back to Takaba Fira Joe. Dr. Joe, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Now, Dr. Joe, just to put it in a nutshell, is anything fixable in Zimbabwe as we speak right now?
Yes, as long as we don't accept poverty of leadership and as long as we don't accept leaders who abuse resources for personal benefit. The most important thing is that Zimbabwe must sober up, get to a negotiation table and agree what is best for the country. And not be arrogant or take a hardline stance impenetrable to reason and fact. as long as we are sober and we really want the development of the country and we remove other isms and the like and are interested in the progress of the country, mm-hmm. I think Zimbabwe can progress.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Gaule, you've heard from our callers and what Dr. Joe has just said. Your take on that?
I also want to say, let's, as Zimbabweans, come together, work together for the good of our country, and stop associating, discriminating ourselves with parties that we belong to, political parties that we belong to. But what is very important at this juncture is for us to face the situation that we are faced with. In other words, we must come together to try and work out something that is workable, especially when it comes to the shortage of money, racial liquidity crunch thing. This is the only problem that we are facing as a nation. But these other things of saying, why did you buy cars for the cheese? Why buy cars? Those are not issues that we are looking into. But let's focus on really issues. The really issues are we don't have money in Zimbabwe. So we need to address that as a nation.
But Mr. Gaule, how can people come together? ZANU-PF is the party that's in power, they're in government. I don't think any other individual can contribute to what ZANU-PF is planning because they don't have the capacity and capabilities to do that.
I think it calls for, when the current situation, when I look at things, there are some people who are supporting our economy. Right now, if you can see what is happening in the streets, people are changing money, and where this money is coming from, it's coming from the big bourgeoisie. And who are those? They belong to different political parties, those bourgeoisies. And these are the very people who are supporting our economy. Mm-hmm. And we must stop that so that things can move.
But Zimbabwe is a country with laws. They can deal with whoever is doing that, Mr. Gaule. Because we understand that when banks get money from the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, the batches they get, they have serial numbers, and those serial numbers, they are accounted for. And if they go on the street and find those same bond notes being sold on the parallel market, they can easily trace those to whichever bank that has released that money. So this issue of coming up with laws but no action, I think that's what many Zimbabweans are complaining about, Gibbs.
Mhm. Ye kungani kunjalo ke baba Gaule ngamafutshane ke vala khona apho sithi ukuthi kuyalungiseka yini baba Gaule khona ukubhekana nalezi baba
kuyalungiseka kakhulu Gibbs into elungisekayo leyi efuna abantu bame ubuthakathi wokusupportage lobuwori obabona wamashona i-corruption yebuleli ilizwe and njalo kathi esigibs khonoko uhulumende upresident ulutshile wathi yena kumele kukhandwe imithetho yokubopha bona abantu abadlala ngemali ilizwe litshabalelelinje ngokunjalo kuzancedisa kakhulu khona ukuthi abantu beyesabe beyizinto eziqondileyo ngokubesaba ukubotshwa lokuthi umthetho uyehle uye kibo kodwa into esihluphayo kakhulu yena leyo ukuthi siyadoniselana kakhulu ngaba sidoniselane kakhulu ngabe siyavuma ukuthi umumona lowo nje ubuhlungu nje asihambeni nawo kodwa kuyajombuluka kusiya phambili ngokuthi siphana namacebo sisapoteni lo-finance minister asenzele izinto esizibonayo nxa lapho kungavumi khona aqeze njalo u-finance minister loko ehambalahambala mbona niseseze siqhaphe imfula lapho esiya khona.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Gaule. He says it's fixable. If ever people pull together, maybe they can get to a situation where Zimbabwe will be Zimbabwe again.
Mm-hmm.
So he says up to now, they can do anything that can make Zimbabwe a great country.
Great country.
And Zimbabwe can be a great country, according to him.
Let's hear from Mr. Zhou, because we only have a minute.
Yes.
Mr. Zhou, he's gone.
Yes, so I think we've come to the end of the show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenyane, economic commentator, Mr. Pilif Gaule, ZANU-PF activist, and Dr. Takaba Fira Zhou of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet again some other time, maybe by Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, but we're always here. Bye-bye.
Even today, they can meet you.
Yeah.
We tend to queue mafuta ekubikisa.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Tichitenda vatereri vese. Vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa. Tinozova kuti nhare dzadzi chinetsa asi. Vashoma vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa. Tinokutendai nekutitsigira. Zita, ndini Jonga Kandemiri. Tosangana muchirongwa zvinotevera.